Oklahoma City's Adventure District is home to a pair of big attractions, the Zoo and Remington Park, but otherwise development has been slow in that part of the city. Joining us now to talk about the Adventure District and business news elsewhere in the state is Ted Struley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper, and he spoke with KGOU's Jacob McClelland.
Ted, one of the Journal Record's reporters, Brian Bruce, talked with residents and business owners in the Adventure District. What did they tell him?
Well, they told him they're a little bit frustrated with a lack of progress out there. That area was set aside as a business improvement district about a year ago, which means they're all paying a small assessment to try to further develop that area. But so far, nothing's actually happened, and they were hoping for progress sooner than they're seeing it.
Do residents and business owners there feel misled?
Well, I think they do a little bit. There hasn't been any significant development since 1998, which is when the Tinseltown movie theater opened. They'd really, I think, would feel better if they saw something at least on the books sometime soon.
Well, why is the Adventure District struggling to develop?
Well, you know, there are a couple of reasons. One is that some people told us that with all those properties out there, the Softball Hall of Fame, the movie theater, Remington Park, the zoo, the Science Museum, and a few others, none of those really attract hotel visitors other than some of the softball tournaments and maybe occasionally some for Remington Park. So none of those attractions really lead themselves to hotel developers wanting to come in thinking they're going to sell a lot of room nights. If they could get a hotel or two, that might in turn spawn some retail development and some restaurants, which is ultimately what they're hoping for in that area.
Are city leaders planning any action to spur more development there?
Well, with the bid, of course, there's a city employee designated to run the bid, and she is out, you know, actively making proposals and pursuing businesses to come develop the area. So she's done a lot of footwork, just hasn't closed any deals yet.
Turning now to Chickasha, the municipal airport manager there has been on the job for about 16 months or so now, and she's made a bunch of upgrades and changes. What kind of changes has she brought?
Two of the biggest changes that Lena Smith has brought to the airport since she's been there is that she's got the roads into the airport redone. That was a very expensive project, but she did it with just 10% local money, about $400,000. The other 90% was federal money that came in from the FAA. So that's really a boon for Chickasha. She's also done some safety upgrades, fixed some runway lights, and one other critical thing she's done is gotten the fuel dispensing system working again so they can sell fuel.
Well, why is that so critical that they're able to sell fuel at the airport now?
Well, one of the big things that makes that important is that they get to charge a service fee per gallon that they sell. So that brings more money into the airport. That means more upgrades, both amenities and safety upgrades. Also, having that fuel available makes it a more attractive place for pilots to come.
Now, she's run into some resistance with these changes. What kind of resistance has she come up against?
Well, she's the first airport manager Chickasha has had for a while who has a background in commercial airports down in Texas. So she's trying to bring the airport up to commercial standards. Part of that is enforcing all of the FAA rules. So there's been a little bit of conflict about the FAA's rule on what can be stored in certain hangars. They pretty much limit it to airplanes and equipment to maintain the airplanes. And a lot of those recreational pilots are accustomed to hanging out in the hangars and kind of treating them like a clubhouse, and they don't think all of those FAA rules need to be followed to the letter.
We've been talking with Ted Struley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at KGOU.org. You can also find it on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News. You'll find Ted Struley at Struley. That's Struli. You're listening to KGOU.